promises on the keys, and the mole letter assembling the final key. December 2004 by Maria. Jesus, according to your faith it is done. When I give you a mandate and you rise to the challenge and implement thy directive to the best of your ability, there are compensations. According to your faith to answer my call, and according to the commitments you make to me, I honor, bless, and reward you. During my ministry on earth, two blind men cried out to me for mercy when they didn't give up but instead followed me, continuing to beg for grace. I was taken aback by their persistence, so I stopped and asked them if they believed that I was able to give them sight. And when they did not waver but answered yes, their decision choosing to believe set things in motion. The declaration of faith moved me, and I touched them, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." I opened their eyes and gave them sight, the reward of their faith. I say the same to you, my brides. According to your faith it is done unto you. You have stretched your faith and followed through on the things I have asked of you, and now I will honor and reward you. Those of you who choose to give all to me, I give my all to you in return. Be assured that I will uphold my end of the bargain. According to your faith and according to your commitments, I will greatly bless you. Preparation for the final act. The tough choices you have come to, the right paths you have taken, even though they have seemed more difficult than easier way of lethargy, will bring down the blessings of heaven that I previously had to hold back because you were not ready to receive them. You are also eligible to receive my power now in even greater ways because of your decisions to obey, to fulfill my will, and to remain true to the standard of my word. No battle you face will be greater than my power to overwhelm the enemy in every fight. No drive of obedience will be more taxing or difficult than the supply of key power that is available to you to accomplish what you have set out to do in accordance with my will in your life. Nothing has the means to stop the power I have made available to you. Everything is possible to you through the keys you hold as a contract with me. You hold in your hands the token that I have given you of victory in every area. In your hands you hold the power to open any door, to follow through with any commitment, to make any change needed, because you have my name written on the keys. The key of obedience is a vital one for you to claim and use now. It is through this key that the gates of heaven will be opened to you and through which you will come into my presence like never before. I'm excited to see what you will do with this power. I've trained you, cleansed you, and set you free to use this power. Use it wisely, call on it regularly, and invoke the spiritual powers you have available to you through this charm, the charming charm of the keys of heaven. The keys may look quaint, they may look pretty and like something you'd adorn a necklace with, but through this power you turn the locks to the powerhouses of heaven, which will release anything you need or desire in order to do my will in your life. Though the keys may look small and using them may not seem to you to be that important in this day and daily situations you are faced with, they open the smaller locks, which will open the larger locks, which will in turn cause the massive barriers which currently hold back the floodgates of heaven's power to be turned, and powers such as you have never seen will be released to you. Does this amaze you? Does the grandeur and magnificence of my promises even cause you to wonder about the veracity of my words? I tell you that the power that is coming, the power that the keys are destined to unlock to you, is unprecedented on earth. Never has nor ever will this power be available again, for it has been reserved for this time which is coming. The keys have the power to unlock the humongous floodgates that hold back the tide of my power, much as a dam holds back the incredible force of the reservoir it contains. when the time is right and you have fulfilled all the requirements I have asked of you, you will use the keys in this lock, and then, my brides, things will really begin to move. Right now you have the keys and you are being asked to use them on what seem to be smaller locks. But what you don't realize is that all these tests are leading up to something much greater. Before you can get to the last lock, you must go through a maze of tests, training, more tests, and finally, when the hour is come, you will slip that key into the lock and the tumblers will begin to turn. The gates will open and down will pour the most powerful flood of my power that this world has ever seen. The miracles I've done in the past will seem small compared to what's ahead for you. The gates of heaven are bursting at the seams. They cannot contain much more power. I've been filling this storehouse over the centuries, preparing the power to be released. And now the sequence has been set in motion. The power has been approved, and you just have to make it through the maze of the smaller locks till you get to the really big lock that will set the final stage of your world's history in motion. I know it takes faith. I know that continually unlocking smaller locks can even get tiring at times. But as you unlock one gate, you enter the next level, and each one brings you closer to the final lock, which will unleash this power. Don't be a weak link in this chain. Everyone has to open their locks. They must all be opened in order for everyone to receive this power. The closer you get to the day of this final release of this power, the more powerful you will become in spirit. The miracles I perform through you will become more and more obvious, miraculous, and outstanding. Question: what if someone doesn't open their lock? Would that hinder the release of your power? Jesus: everyone who attains to the rank of my end-time elite forces will fulfill their role. If you don't fulfill your role, then you won't be part of the everyone referred to here. You are all in training now, and you have in a sense already become part of the current elite, but as time progresses, there will be further training and steps to take in order for you to stay in the elite and partake of this power. In this instance, I am referring to weaklings who won't fulfill their part and admonishing you not to be one of them. You won't wash out immediately if you become a weakling, but if you remain one, you will, and you will drop right off the chain. However, my overall plans won't be frustrated. The power will be released when all who continue on in my elite open their locks. Then that power will pour on my elite and they will have the anointing that they need in the end time. End of message. Jesus continues with the previous prophecy. Your destiny is to be the ones who have the final key to turn the final lock. No angel in heaven, no spirit being has this power. This is your destiny, you of the children of David. This is what I am counting on you to fulfill. Make the changes needed. Do whatever it takes to unlock every lock you are faced with, so that you can stand with your brethren in the day when the final key is slipped into the final lock and the earth-shaking noise of the floodgates of heaven echoes around the world and you experience my power like never before. Don't miss out on this monumental event through doubt or laziness. Use the keys today. Change your life with the keys. Change your home with the keys. Activate my power in your life today with the keys and move ever closer to the final event. It is final in the sense that it is the final key and the final lock in the final act of this era of Earth's history. This does not mean that there are not more keys or more locks or more plays. Yet, with yet more acts, just that the curtain will have gone down on this particular play. The curtain will rise again with the opening of the millennial play, with its many keys and acts, and you, my dears, will play your roles in that drama as well. Your bard Shakespeare said that all the world's a stage, and he was correct. In fact, all of your history is a stage, with your lives and actions being examples to others, either for good or for bad. So play your role well, with love and obedience, so that you might be a star. This role is open to all who love me and who obey me, and as such you will shine forever. End of this message. Jesus continues with the previous prophecy. You, the children of David, are the key bearers. Carry them proudly, loyally, and do whatever it takes by their power to overcome every obstacle so that you might have the privilege of opening this lock. Many have sought this privilege, but it has been entrusted to you. You have been prepared, destined, and called to this mission. Complete your mission, finish the task, run the race, and receive the rewards that await you. Each of you is important. Each of you is called specifically for this time in history. Each of you is being placed where I need you to be. So don't fail in your part of the mission. Unlock the power by unlocking the daily challenges through the use of the keys you have in your hands. You must use the keys to release the power. Without your completion of this mission, the floodgates will not open. They wait for you. Use the keys. Fulfill the requirements for being a strong and effective wielder of the power. Become one with them. Make it a priority to do what I have said every day. For every day that you do brings you closer to the final code, which will be unlocked when all the other doors have been opened. There won't be doubts in your mind at that time. Sins won't hold you back. You will have given your all for me, and I will be able to use you as my pure brides. Your testimony will be powerful and unspoiled. You will be melded together in unity and obedience, and will be like one giant key, which I will use to unlock the power. You must do your part to complete the key. Your steps of obedience, yieldedness, humility, unity, the times you call on my power and become strengthened as a wielder of the keys, all of these things help to complete the puzzle, so that in the end, my power will be released unto you in full measure. I guarantee you that these words are true. I guarantee you that you will see this power. I will accomplish that which I have set out to accomplish from the foundations of the world. Only do as I have asked and obey me, and this privilege will be yours. Indeed, many millions and billions have wanted to see this day and live in this time, but it is given to you to see these days and be part of this final event if you choose. Even if you die in faith, your personal part of the key will be fulfilled. So don't worry or fear, but give all your life to me. Burn brightly for me every day, so that you might interlock with the other pieces that have gone on before you to create this final key for the final lock, for the final power. Don't fail in your mission. I am counting on you.